And more now on our top story about hundreds of senior students from one of Wellington's biggest high schools being forced to study from home because the classrooms they are in are riddled with toxic mould. Hutt Valley High School is blaming the Ministry of Education, saying officials have known about the problems for years and failed to act. Scott Evans from the Ministry was on Morning Report earlier on this hour saying the Ministry's done a good job of handling the issue.
We've responded very proactively right now to the issues. The project itself was an interior upgrade and roof repair, which has been underway on the particular block. During this work, our testing demonstrated levels of airborne moulds above recommended levels, which the Ministry was advised of. Further air testing was commissioned across the building, and as a result, 10 classrooms have now been isolated.
So you think you've done a good job, have you?
We've responded proactively to the issues that got identified on the 25th of March.
With us now, Hutt Valley High School's acting principal, Denise Johnson. Morena. You were listening, I think, to that interview with Scott Evans. They say they've responded proactively, that these issues were raised with them on the 25th of March. What's your take on it?
Now that we're in a crisis, the Ministry's response has been brilliant. So they have reacted proactively. I've had up to 8 to 10 people around my desk planning and plotting for how we look after our staff and students going forward. So in the immediate response has been brilliant. So I agree with him in that line.
Sounds like there's a but coming, though. Is this the first time that the Ministry's heard of this?
No. There is a big but, and the but stems back over many, many years. There's been no proactive thought. But I mean, this was a train wreck waiting to happen. And it's been growing over the last 10 years that I've been involved in the school, with constant communication with the Ministry and the property team regarding the state of our buildings and the level of funding we have to maintain them and look after them. I mean, I heard Scott mention we get a property grant of $200,000. We're an old, ageing site. C Block's 50 years old. The temporary prefabs on the campus are 40 years old. And last year we spent $1.2 million just maintaining them. You know, that's drains, heating, electrics, nothing fancy. We just can't keep up. We can't get our head above water just with basic maintenance.
So what sort of amount of money are you understanding is required to fix this particular block with the mould?
I don't think the block's fixable. That's my personal opinion and the opinion of various reports from people who've looked at the block. This is a block that many colleagues around New Zealand will be aware of, an S68. It's just a bad design. And our particular block has issues with ventilation, insulation, roofing, you name it. I just cannot see it makes any sense to think that you can repair it.
Okay, so if we perhaps then assume, for the sake of argument, that it is going to have to come down, this is going to be a long-term situation for your staff and your students that are out of this block for, what, half the time at school?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we're 1,700 students. There's a lot of us. The school hums. The kids are brilliant. The staff are brilliant. But we've got nowhere to put anybody. Were any more classes or spaces to be closed? We don't actually have a plan of what we're going to be able to do.
And
there's talk of relocatables, but I don't know how quickly they can access those. And anything like that takes time anyway. So the short-term solution is really what we've come up with that will start in Term 2.
So this block, is it right in saying that this block is the worst, but there are other problematic buildings on your site?
C block is certainly the worst, and there's another block of a very similar build that has a flat roof and no insulation. It would suggest that it's going to follow a similar pattern. We've got three blocks that are really, really good, and then we have temporary prefabs, which, I don't know, they've been there over 40 years. I'm not sure what the plan was when they were put there, but we've got some of the old original prefabs on the site. Their roofing needs looked at, and we've got some science labs that are like prefabs as well, whose roofs need looked at.
Okay, so the bottom line here, do you think anything would have happened this quickly if you hadn't, I suppose, hit the, you know, hit the nuclear button, if you hadn't pulled classes out of this block, if you hadn't said 30 minutes you've got to go in, get your stuff, we can no longer use these buildings safely?
Honestly, I don't think so. You know, Ross, the former principal, we did things like we hosted the ministry property team at our school several times and we put them in C block. The former board brought the property team down and walked them around our site. Now, that would have been back in 2014 and 15. So their awareness, or some people's awareness, of the state of some of our buildings, either they knew and didn't pass it on or they didn't react. They used to tell Ross, I heard something about, you know, historical maintenance issues with the school from Scott. The ministry only 2 years ago commended Ross on how well he'd managed to maintain really tough buildings. You know, and that's come at a cost. That money over and above the property maintenance grant, that comes from teaching and learning. And that should be going to our students, and it hasn't been. I guess the school also is a little bit different, bar being old. Mm. We had huge earthquake strengthening costs that ate up all your five-way aid, but you don't get more money. That is the money. Mm. And we then had a big fire. And again, to deal with that, that's your five-way aid money as well, so you don't get more money. So you just are constantly going backwards just to provide a safe environment for your students.
Look, appreciate your time. Thank you for talking to us on Morning Report on RNZ. That is Hutt Valley High School's acting principal, Denise Johnson, there.